And everybody is Moida, even though it's Machlekes Nigemar and Tmurim between Rebbe and the Rabbonim, but everybody is Moida. Shim Neschate B'Shein Avuda. In the case where you had your Kaporu, you used the second one, the one that was never lost, is Alocha Avuda Meitza. The first one that was once lost, you have to kill. In other words, let's say a person ate Chalev. So he has a Chiyah to bring a Korban Chatis. And he set aside one Korban, one animal, for the Korban Chatis. And then that animal got lost. Was never. So what he did was, he made a second carbon chatas, he set aside a second one. And then later we found the first one. So it's a machlekes, Rebbe and Rabbonim, what do you do? That Rebbe says, Mischadach le'am yashniya Thomas, Rebbe said the second one has to die, because it's a chatish, a kippur baler with one, the second one dies. And the Chum over there says no. Ein chata shekipu b'leh meisa, hele sheninsus nyacha shekipu b'abayim. The Rabbanan say no, when do you kill it? Only if you first found it, after you already brought the second korban. But here that you found the first one, before you brought the second one, it's like now you have a choice, whichever one of these two you could use. So Rabbanan say you don't kill either one of them. One you bring, and the second one you don't kill. Now Rababa Omarav is saying in Kiddush, that hakol money, everybody is maskim zone. That if the one you used is the second one, the one for the kapara you're using is the second korban chatas you set aside, and the one that's left over is the first one that was lost, everybody holds it lemisa. You have to kill it. Then it's good. According to Rabbi Yochanan here, when you make the second girdle and have a second chatas l'Hashem, which one do you use according to Rabbi Yochanan? You use the second one. So it comes out the second one is the one we're using. The first one, like the one that was lost, like the one we can't use, that type we don't use. So it's good why the Tanakh, why Rabbi Yehuda says, why the Tanakham even says, we don't kill it because it's a carbon seber. Mashma, if it would have been a carbon yochid, we would kill it. You know why we would kill it? Like Rabbi Abba Amarav says, that since you're machapa with the second one, and the first one that was lost, you're not using, that one has to go to Nisazla. Say also, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that we're using the second chatis, so the first one that was like lost because it wasn't usable when the Lazozo died, that's why it's good why it would have been Lamis Azlam if it would have been a Korban Yochid. Elo l'Rav. But according to Rav, Rav says when you have the second Chatas L'Hashem, you have to make the second Gerul. Which one of the two Chatoyas do you use? You use the first one. You don't use the second one. Rav goes, we have the full like Rabbi Yosef Shiton, that mitzvah Barishon. So according to Rav, Hevelei Kemaf Rishtei Chatoyas L'Achrayis. According to Rav, you're using only the first carbon. The second one you're not using. Now, when you were mafresh the second one, like you knew already that it could be usable, the second one. There's no reason why you can't use it. So it should have a locha, like you said at the beginning, two different carbonis for the same chatis. That's called shtei chatoyis lachrayis. Lachrayis means you want to have an insurance that let's say one gets dead, something happens to it, you'll have a second one around. But the pshat is both of them could be used really. So therefore, the locha is it doesn't go to mitzvah, you don't kill them. So somebody set aside two different carbon chatoyis. Lachrayis for insurance. To make sure that lo yitzui, one gets lost and one dies, I'll have the second one around. But it's up to me, I can choose which one of the two I want to use. So the locha is in such a case, mischaper biachas mehen. One of the two you could use for your carbon chatoyis. For yashniya, what do you do with the second one you don't need anymore? Is tiro, all you have to do is just let it pasture in the fields. You don't have to kill it, just tiro. So that's the kash now, according to Rav. That Rav says we bring the first korban, and the second one is the one we don't use, so why do we have to kill it? The din should have just been tiro, just let it pasture in the fields, until it becomes a balmum, and then the kedusha of the animal will go off, but it won't have a kedusha of guf anymore, then you're allowed to be poider it, and you'll sell it, and with the money you're bringing a dovah. But why did the Tanakhama say that if it would have been a korban yachid, we would have killed it? No, you don't have to kill it. It's only the tiror. So Gemara says, Kivan the Yomarova. Kivan the Yomarova. That Rav Savala Kreb Yosef, since we learned before, that the reason why Rav says he used the first chatis, because he holds like Rabbi Yosef Shita. The Yomar Rabbi Yosef Shita was mitzvah berishoin, the mitzvah to use the first one. Now, the first one that's usable is a mitzvah to continue using that one. Like here, first you made one girl in the morning, you had a chatas l'Hashem. True, the lazozel died. So you have to bring us another pair, a new lazozel. That one you have to use. But now you have two chatoyis. Which chatas should you use? So Rabbi Yosef, that's Rav Shittim, use the first one. Mitzvah berishoin. The first one that was usable, continue, keep on using that one. So that's Rav Svarim, that he knows right away when you make the second gerul. You're not going to use the second chattis. You're going to use the first one. So if so, mikora, at the beginning, kemafresh libodomi, it's considered when you made that second gerul, to choose the second pair. So that second lazozel, that's the one you're going to use. But the second one that's going to be for a chattis, you know you're not going to use it. Because Allah is, you have to use the first one that was a chattis lashem. So the second gerul, the second chattis, you're not going to use that one. So it's at the beginning, right away, you mafresh it, you set it aside, leave it like not to be used. So that's why the din is you have to kill it. Therefore, come out good even according to Rav, why the Tanakhama says, if it would have been a carbon yochid, you would have to killed it. It's just now that it's a carbon seed, but that's why we don't kill it. Mar says tonight, we're going to now Mishnah, we have Yehuda Roy Met Thomas. We have Yehuda Sheet, there is no. Even in the case of the carbon seber, still the one you don't use, the chattis we don't use, is Thomas. So what else is like this? Dishleim al Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's very good, the Yomar. Shein Yishe Bezug Rishon, Yiroem. Rabbi Yechon says that in the second pair, the second one, that, no, because Rabbi Yechon says, it's a Tanakam holds, the first pair, that first chattis we don't use, that's the one that's Yiroem. So, because Rabbi Yechon and Shita is, you only use the second one, the second chattis Lashem. So that's very good. The Rabbi Yehuda Yomus, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to kill the first one. And the man of Meschape Bisheni, which chattis Lashem do we use? We use from the second girl, the second one, that's the one we use. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the first chattis Lashem, even though it's a carbon seber, still is Lemisozla. It's a lot like a chattis Shekipu Biacher, that is Lemisozla. And the Tanakam holds no, since it's a carbon seber, ain't carbon seber Mesa. You have your kapora with the second chattis from the second pair, the second girl. Elul a Rav, the kasha is according to Rav Shito. Ti Omar, Sheni Shebazuk Sheni Roa. Rav says according to Tanakama, which chattis Lashem do you use? The first one. Mitzvah Barishon. Now when we make the second girl, we have a new pair. So the second lazozel, that's the one we have to use. But the second chattis, Rav says you don't use. That's only Yiroa. You have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a bamum, and then you'll sell it. That's what the Tanakama holds. So now we have Yehuda Yomitz. The Havamina is Rabbi Yehuda talks back to the Tanakama and says, that you said the second one should only pasture, I hold no. It's a chattis shekipu biyacher, and even by a carbon seva, still the din is Yomitz. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You have to kill the second one. So Kasher is then Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, b'mayim mechaper. Which one of the two chattis can you use? How are you allowed to use each one of them? Because Rabbi Yehuda says at the end of the Mishnah, he says clearly he holds from the Svara, Palachayim Nidochim. That means the first carbon chattis, that one for sure you can't use. Because at the beginning they had two pairs, true, a chattis and a lazozel. Now as soon as the lazozel died, this chattis right now is not usable. Because by itself it can't be used, you can only use two together. So up until we got a second mate for it, this was Nidach, like you can't use it right now. And that's the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. A carbon, once it becomes not usable, remains that way. Palachayim ani dochim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first chattis Lashem you can't use. Because as soon as Lazozel died, this became not usable. You can't use it, so finish with it. Now, you make a new girl, you have a new Lazozel, a new chattis Lashem. Now, according to Rav, the Tanakam says, the second one you don't use. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda answered back to say, not only don't you use it, you have to kill it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you kill the second one, and the first one you can't use, so you have nothing to use then. That's the worst kasha. You can't use anything according to Rabbi Yehuda. What do you use according to Rabbi Yehuda? So my answer is poshid. Mi savrit, Rabbi Yehuda, asheni shebezug sheni koi, is Rabbi Yehuda going back to what the Tanakhama said, and talking about the second carbon chattis? No. Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shebezug Rishon Koi. Rabbi Yehuda is going back to the first Chattis Lashem. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he holds Balachayim on Nidochim. So the first Korban Chattis you can't use. So when you make the new pair, the new Garo Pshita, you're going to use the second one. That's the one you're going to use. Now, what do you do with the first one? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, Mesa, it has to die. So he holds, even though it was a Korban Tziburim, so what, since it was a Chattis, and a Chattis Shekipu, the Yacher, the din is Yomus. So that's the way it will come out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. So there was no kash according to Rav. Now the Gemara says, V'iko deko moisef hochi. Some ask a question like this, according to Rabbi Yechanan. That the Mishnah says, V'yoidom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says a second chiddush. Like the Mishnah of Yehuda says two chidushim. First, he says in this first case, when you have the first pair and one died, so you have to bring a new pair. Yehuda says the first one left of one is yomus. You have to kill it. And even though it was a korban tzibur, still the chat eshkir kol biyachir is lemisozlo. Then in the Mishnah of Yehuda says v'yoydom Rabbi Yehuda. He says another chidush Rabbi Yehuda. The Yehuda says nishpach adam. Let's say true, you made your first girl, you have your two serum, two goats. One is a chatis lashem, and one is lazozel. And the chatis lashem, the mitzvah is you make the shchito, and you have the dam, and then the dam, later on, you have to take into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the Heichol, into the Mizbeach HaPanim. Now let's say nishpach adam. Let's say all the blood spills out of the kli. Before you make this rikis, all the dam spills out. So the Mishnah says of Yehuda, that yom is ha-mishtaleich. The second one, the mishtaleich, also you have to kill now. Because see, old balachayim anidochim. So as soon as all the blood spills out, it's not right to be used anymore, this chatis. You have to get a new chatis. So right now, its mate, the mishtaleich, is without a chatis. So it's at a time right now, it's not usable. So since it's not usable right now, that's a Yehuda shita that balachayim anidochim. And who are then just the opposite way? What about meis ha-mishtaleich? Let's say the korban, the soy that's supposed to be sent away, that's the one that dies. And the chatis is left over. But I call upon him, since right now this chatis does not have a mate to it, the chatis right now is not usable. So if Rabbi Yehuda shit there is, when it's not usable for one time, you can't use it anymore. Merely hold yishpach adam. You have to spill out the blood, you can't use it anymore, and you have to get another chatis. So where it says, Tishleim l'Rav, according to Rav, it's very good. Reisha pligi b'chatis tibur. The Reisha, I tell you, the Tanakam and the Reisha Taka doesn't hold some balachayim nidochim. The Tanakam holds for catch, you're allowed to use the first one. Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is, no, you have to kill it. Rabbi Yehuda's first chiddush was, b'chatis tibur, that even though the chatis is a korban tibur, still it's l'misozlo. That was the first machlekes. This sefer, what do we need the second chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda for? The sefer, the second chiddush is telling us, pligi, b'balachayim, teaching us this new chiddush, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that once the first animal becomes not usable, like you have that first mate, and one of the two die, and one of the two becomes not usable, the other one at that time is not usable, so it remains not usable oilam. That's called balachayim anidochim. You're not allowed to use it. So it's good why we need two chidushim of Rabbi Yehuda. Elu l'Rabbi Yechanan, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, my v'yoyt. Rabbi Yechanan says that even the Tanakhama, the first machlokes, everybody holds balachayim anidochim. According to Rabbi Yechanan, when you make the second mate, when you make the second girl, Rabbi Yechanan says you have to use the second girl. The first chatis lashem that's left over, you can't use, Rabbi Yechanan said, even according to Tanakama. Because Rabbi Yechanan learned that everybody holds balachayim anidochim. In other words, as soon as the Lazozel died, so this chatis lashem that's left over is not usable right now. Right now the chatis doesn't have a mate, it doesn't have Lazozel. So this one is not usable. Once it's not usable for a time, that's Rabbi Yechanan learns everybody holds. That balachayim anidochim. If it's not usable one time, you can't use it anymore. So even the Tanakama holds like this. So what was the machlokes? The second shaila is, what do you do with the one that's not usable? Do you just let it pasture in the field until it becomes a balmum and you sell it? That's what the Tanakama said. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to kill it. Even though it's a chat tesibam, still you have to kill it. That was the first machlokes. The question is, my viyoid. Why do I have to have a second chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda that in the case, let's say, just the blood spills out? So the chatas now is not usable. So he says, this mishtaleach also you can't use anymore. Since it's nidochim, right now the mishtaleach doesn't have a mate to it. The chatas is possible, so this is not usable by itself right now. Merely you have to get rid of it. Like, what's the chiddush? Rabbi Yehuda, everybody holds that chiddush. That's not a chiddush. According to Rabbi Yechanan, everybody holds balachayim anidochim. That once it's not usable for one time, you can't use it anymore. So why does the Mishnah say it in two different steps? Like if you just say two chedushim, first he's saying it's lemisozlo, and then he's saying balachayim anidochim. So that's good according to Rav, that the Tanakama does know some balachayim anidochim. So if you have to tell us outright, he holds balachayim anidochim. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, everybody holds balachayim anidochim. Even the Tanakama holds, you can't use the first chatis, you have to only use the second one. So what's the viyad? Why does the Yud have to say over a second time, his chiddush of balachayim nidochim, everybody holds like that. So what's the nechlami kasha? Now the Marmis before said that this is a Rai, the Mishnah goes like Rav, and nechlami is a little kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Yeah. But then talk to the second chiddush of Yehuda, in the Mishnah, the Yodam Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says another chiddush, that nishpach adam yom es ha-mashtaleich. In the case at the beginning, you had your girl, you had two goats, One was a chatas l'Hashem, and one was the mishtaleich l'azozel. And what happened was, nishpach adam, the blood, after you made the shechita, the blood spilled out, so now you can't use that chatas anymore. You have to get a new chatas. So the din is, yomis the mishtaleich. You have to let the mishtaleich die now, because it's called nidochim. Since right now the mishtaleich you can't use, it doesn't have a mate to it. Anytime the mate is not there, you can't use it. So mele, once it's not usable, it's called balachem nidochim, and the mate is l'mitz oz l'koron tribuda. Yes, it was. Yeah, good. That's later on. But right now, you can't even let it stay for that. And when you throw it off the cliff later, that's called you're mekayim the mitzvah. That means you're using it for its mitzvah. Here, Thomas means that you're not mekayim the mitzvah with it. You have to get another one. Right? You have to kill it before you do anything. And you have to get another mishtalech and use the second one. Because the first one is called nidochim. But at the time when the mishtalech is alive, the dam right now is spilled out. So this chatas is like not here. If you don't have the chatas, the mishtalech by itself, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. We can't do the mitzvah with the mishtalech. We'll soon see what you're asking. Let's write this. Bishlem, I understand, nishpach adam. If the blood of the korban chatas was all spilled out, so Meli, did you do the mitzvah with the chatas yet? No. Because the mitzvah is to make the zrikas in the pnim, in the heichel, in the mizbech pnim. You didn't make the zrikas yet. So Meli, you didn't do the mitzvah of the chatas yet. Meli, yomasam mishtalech. You have to kill the mishtalech. The yakati lo yisavet mitzvosim. Because you didn't do the mitzvah of the chatas yet. And the blood got spilled out, so you don't have the chatas here anymore. So Melo, you weren't mekayim its mitzvah, you have to get a new chatas. So Melo, this lazoz lost, you have to kill because it's without a mate. It's called nidochim. Ella, but the other way it's shver. Ella meisa mishtaleach. What happened? You had first the girl you chose to. A chatas l'Hashem, and you had the mishtaleach. And you already made the shechita, you have the dam of the korban chatas. And now the mishtaleach dies. So the Mishnah says, what according to Yehuda is yishpach adam, that since the mishtaleach died, so the chatas now doesn't have a mate to it, you can't use the chatas, so you have to like throw out the dam, you can't use the korban chatas. Is the kasha mine? Why not? Amai yishpach adam. Why is the din that you have to spill out the blood? You can't use the korban chatas now. For yisavad le mitzvosei. Luchur, you already mekayim the mitzvah of the mishtaleach, the soil azotel. Like Rashi speaks out, the avaminu is, the ikka mitzvah of the lazozel is to make the girl. You have to take out a girl, and you have to have your two goats in front of you, and this one comes out to be a chatas l'Hashem, and this one comes out to be lazozel. But as soon as you chose to know this is lazozel, that's the ikka mitzvah. That's called the kind of the mitzvah of lazozel. After there's mitzvah later to make a vidui, you have to have kapora from the lazozel. After the mitzvah later, take the azozel and throw it over the cliff. That's only the mitzvah. But if you don't do it, you still have your kapora. The ikar of the lazozel is only that you should be able to make the girl and choose. Like this is a chatas l'Hashem, and this is lazozel. Once you chose to know this is lazozel, the havamina is, you're makayim the mitzvah likubam of the lazozel. So why do I care if it dies now? Why should I have to bring another one? You already had a lazozel. That should be enough. You shouldn't have to have more than that. Right? And it was makayim its mitzvah already. The Rashi says, Elamesa Mishtaleach, Loma Loi Tashlumi, like what's wrong? What do I have to have a second one for? Shatam Aztikal, Elohavi Shnayim, Ulahagriel, Belishpach Dam Rishon, Hoyesavim Mitzvosain, Tesayir HaMishtaleach, Kol Dover HaMakiv Boy, Enuela Hagrola. The Avaminer is, what do you have to have for the Lazozel? What has to be? Only the girl. That's all. Likvoya Girl Shoshain, Al Shaloi. In order to choose which one is going to be the Chatas Lashem and which one will be the Lazozel. That's the main purpose of it. So Hashemino Rabbi Yehuda, the Yomar, Loi Yisvada Kosher. Yehuda Shitvah, even if you don't make Vidui, on the Lazozel, still it's kosher. The Kol Shechen Di Shaluach, the Loi Makil B'divri HaKol. For sure, even if you don't send it away and don't kill it, Avad is still Yimakayim the Mitzvah. The Chitzkev Chukah, when does the Torah say the word Chukah that it has to be done? That's only Yadvorim Shakanim Oysa Levide Lovin. For lo Yadvorim Anasim Ade Yeshiti. These things are done by somebody else, not even by the Kohen Gadol. So for sure it's not Likuva. So the Havaminer is, what do I need the Lazozel for? Just that it should be around in order to choose which one is the Chatis and which one is Lazozel. But once I already choose, you did the Mitzvah. So now that you choose, then you have Lazozel, what do I care if it dies? What do I have to have another one for? L'chur, you did the mitzvah already of the Lazozel. So Gemara says, no. Amri Devar Rabbi Yannai, Omar Kroh, the Pasuk says, Yamod Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper. That the Lazozel has to still be alive. It's not enough just to choose it. after the girl, it has to be alive for a while. For the Gemara, Admosa Yezok Gliyos Chai, until how long does the Lazozel have to be alive? Ad Shas Matin Dom Shachaveri. Until after you made the Matonis Dom, until after you put the blood on the Mizbeach, or on the Hechel, or on the Lefnai Lefnim. So that's why it's good. The Mishtaleach has to be alive until after you make the Zrika of the Dam, of the Chatas Lashem. Now here we're talking about after the Shchita of the Chatas Lashem, you received the blood, but before you made the Zrikas, the Mishtaleach died. If the Mishtaleach died, the Sari Lazozel died, before you made the Zrikas, you don't have the Mitzvah of the Lazozel. Because the Mitzvah of the Lazozel is it has to be alive, Yamud Chai, until after the Zrikam that you did with the Snake, with the Chatas Lashem. That's Pshan the Mishnah then. So if the Lazozel died before you made the Zrika of the Chatas Lashem, that's the Salachim, that you weren't making the Mitzvah of the Mishtaleach, you have to get a new Lazozel, and according to Yehudi Shita, since the first Chatas is Nidach, you're not allowed to use it anymore, you have to have a new Chatas also. Right, Tanan Hosen. We learned the Gemara in Shkolim. Tanan Hosen. Bnei Yair Sheshocho Eshekleim. If the Bnei said, let's say people living in Tveria, they have to make the Machsa Shekel, came ready with Shkodesh Adar. Everybody collected the Machsa Shekel, and they sent it to Yerushalayim. They sent it with the Shliach to bring the Machsa Shekel to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash. V'nignevu Eishovdu. And on the way to Yerushalayim, the Shliach got held up, and it was stolen, or else the Shliach lost it. So it depends like this. Im Nitrumo Truma, if in the Beis Hamikdash, they already made the Truma Salishcha, they already went into the Lishcha, and filled up those three big baskets full of Truma. Then the lochers we had before, they had them learn Shkolim, is that Tormim al Misha Govui, or al Osid Livois. Anybody, at the time when the Bezdin takes out the Truma, they have in mind, this money should be for anybody that's sending his Machta Shekel, any Machta Shekel that's on its way, it's still like we got it already, and he's already ate to the Mitzvah. So mainly, if it was stolen first, after they made the Truma Talishcha, so they already ate to the Mitzvah Machta Shekel. So the people in the city are potter. They don't have to send another Machta Shekel. So who's losing out now the fact it was stolen or the fact it was lost? The Gizba's losing out. So the Gizba's not going to get his Machta Shekel. So the Lachar is then Nishboyim Ligizborim, that the Shliach has to swear now to the Gizber. He has to swear to the Gizber, you should know, I was an Oinus. It wasn't my fault why it got lost. V'yimlav, Nishboyim of Neir. But let's say they didn't make the Trumas HaLishcha yet. So come the Sois, the people from the city are not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Trumas Machta Shekel. They have to send over again. So who's losing out? The Neir are losing out. Therefore the Shliach has to swear to Neir. V'yimlav, if they didn't take the Trumas HaLishcha yet, then Nishboyim of Neir. The Shliach has to swear now to the people in the city that it was not my fault. I did not do it on purpose with the big oinus, and therefore I'm not chayiv. Elamai, you people now in the city have to send your Machta Shekel a second time. O Bnei Yir Shekel Nachem Tachtayim. The Bnei Yir has to send a second time the Machta Shekel. Nimtzu, what happens now if you found the first Machta Shekel? Oishach Zirim, Haganovim, or else the Ganovim return the first pair of Machta Shekel. So the Maisa now, you have two pairs of Machta Shekel here, we have right now. In Alocha Elu V'Yelu Shkolim, we say both pairs of Machta Shekel remain to be Shkolim. They both have a shame Machta Shekel. V'Yein Oilem Lehen L'Shon Abo, you're not allowed to use this pair of Machta Shekel for the next year. It doesn't know for the next year. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Oilem Lehen L'Shon Abo. You should know, you set aside this year two pairs of Machta Shekel. Like the first one you sent that got lost, then you sent the second one, and then we found the first Machta Shekel that got lost. So if Yud holds, the second one like used for this year right now, and the new one, or the second one that you found, that's the one you can use for next year. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say you're allowed to use this money for next year? Or my Rabbi says, Ksav Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Chayvoy Shal Shon Yezu, Kreivos L'Shon Habo. Anytime you have a chiyuv to be brought this year, and you have the money for it, even if you don't use it for this year, you're allowed to use it for next year. That's the Yehuda Shita. The Rashi says, Chayvah Shoshon Ezu, Shuf Rasul L'Chayvah Shon Ezu, if you have money set aside to Chiyuvim for this year, and you didn't use it for this year, you should know you're allowed to use it for next year. So also, you have the second pair of Machsa Shekel. True, you set it aside for this year, but now that you don't use it anymore for this year...
Yeah. So that's the Yehuda Zalokha, that Chayvah Shoshon Ezu is Chayvah Shon Habo.
that even though you don't need the money right now for this year anymore, and you set it aside for this year, still you're allowed to use it for next year. Like this Master Shekel. The second pair of Master Shekel, you set it aside for this year, but you didn't realize that you found the first pair, so now you don't need it for this year, you're allowed to use it for next year. That's a Yudis Chiddush. You have a kash on this. Eis v'yabaya. The law is like this. Par, the power of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol brings. Or else with Soyosh Yom Kippurim, the Shnei Siyurizim, the Goyrol that's chosen to be a Surah Chattas Lashem, Shavdu, let's say they lost it on Yom Kippur. Refresh Achrem Tachtaim, and they set aside a second pair, a second power or a second Soyosh to be used on Yom Kippur. V'chein, the same case would be by Siri Avoid Zora. Let's say Rov of Kayasur did the Avera, or the Oish, they worship Avoid Zora B'Shoigig, so they have to bring a series of Machatis for the Kerbman Avoid Zora. Shavdu, they first set it aside and they got lost. And then they set aside a second korban for the tzibur. And then they found the first one. So Maisa, now you have two of them. So Tanakama says, Kulam Yemaisu Dibur Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds both of them, the second one has to die. In other words, all these cases, you have two. So one you use, the one you don't use has to die. That's the Rav Yehuda Shita. Because it's called the Chattis, that's the Rav Yehuda Shita, even though it's a korban tzibur, still it's like a Chattis Shekipur. The Acher, that's Lemisazli, you can't use it. We have Lezer, Reb Shimon, Aimim, no. Yiroach Yistoivu, V'yamachu, V'yiplu Demein L'nadovim. You don't have to kill it. Just let it pasture in the field until it becomes a Balmum. And then you sell it, and the money you use to buy Nadovis. To buy a Chat, to buy a Korban Oilov. Why? Shein Chat to Siva Mesa. That's like we had in our Mishnah, the Tanakama argues on Reb Yud and says, by a Korban Siva, you never sell a Misozla. A Korban Siva, even though it's a Chatis, never goes Lemisa. Lemisa always is only on, Lemisa is always on a Korban Yochid. Not on a carbon seba. So the kasher is now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we have to kill the second one, the par and the sayer? Why can't we use it for next year? Rabbi Yehuda says something that you set aside to be used for this year, and you don't need it this year anymore, you let it leave it over for next year. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why can't you leave these things over for next year? That's the kasher. Why do you have to kill it for? Why can't they use it for next year? So Marin says, Amalek.